and TV program. Se Claudia Issi, a United States Park Ranger here in Eunice, and this program, the only one of its kind, is brought to you by Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve, the City of Eunice, the State of Louisiana Office of Tourism, the St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, the Best Stop Supermarket of Scott, Louisiana, the John Guillory All-State Insurance Company of Eunice, Louisiana, and the Cajun French Music Association. Entertaining you tonight will be Cheryl Cormier and Cajun Sounds, and your host, musician, recording artist, vocalist, retired fire chief, and an avid promoter of Cajun music and culture, Monsieur Ray Landry. So, let's give a warm Cajun welcome to Cheryl Cormier and Cajun Sounds.
Cheryl Cormier and Cajun Sound. All the way on the other side of it, bending over. Now he's standing up. On bass, Mr. Jimmy Uze on bass right there.
Yeah.
And the good-looking guy right next to him is the vocalist, sound man, groupie, roadie, all-around nice guy.
Husband.
Mr. Russell Cormier Sr.
All right.
And then back there on the drums, been following his mom and dad for some time now, Russell Cormier Jr. on drums. Of course, right here in the back of me, Mr. Richard Como on steel guitar, one of the finest.
Yeah, all right.
Back from on tour all over the world, Mr. Wilson Savoy on fiddle.
All right.
I didn't forget about him, Russ.
Check.
And of course, better known as the Queen of the Cajun Accordion, inducted into the CFMA Hall of Fame a couple of years ago, and then recently inducted into the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame, more commonly known as the Queen of the Cajun Accordion, Miss Cheryl Cormier.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
And let me tell you, folks, it's not a name they gave her. It's a name that she earned. One of the better accordion players out, still working today. We're not gonna talk about how long she's been playing. She's been playing a long time for sure.
I'll go there.
We'd like to do, actually, Russell's going to do a song, something, Marge Repertoire, I Don't Want to See You Anymore. I Don't Want to See You Anymore, Marjorie Boudwarsha. You know, back in the day, there might be some things that you are aware of about the Cormier family, or you might know, you might not know. You know, Cheryl's mom and dad, the Gilbos, were musicians in their own right way back in the day. It's probably where Cheryl gets the musical talent that she does. And then, of course, Russell's dad was the owner of a cockpit in Kankton, Cormier's cockpit, way back in the day. That's when it was acceptable. That's when it was a part of our culture. That's when no one could tell us what to do with our culture back in the day. There was nothing wrong with it. There seemed to be some things wrong with it today, so we just kind of gave it up. But imagine this, way back in the day, after falling in love and getting married, both were avid business people. Cheryl had earned a degree to be a beautician, and Russell was a heavy equipment operator. And then he just turned to be an operator. No, I'm just joking. Well, anyway, imagine this, that your wife would have came home one day and said, I'm going to play the accordion. I'm going to get a band, and we're going to go on tour. Russell said, okay, let's do that. And they've been doing it ever since. And to our benefit, we have Cheryl Cormier, Les Sons Cajuns. And it's a good story. And she's still playing today. So, having said all of that, back in the day also, Ricky Bierb came up with a song, C'est ça qui fait le Cajun danser. And then I'm thinking High Performance came out with it as well, just re-recorded it. And it was Ricky Bierb, and then now it's Jamie Bierb singing the song. And now it's Russell Cormier singing it. C'est ça qui fait le Cajun danser. That's what made the Cajun dance. That's what makes the Cajun dance. You know, there are some bands out there that try a lifetime to become professional in their playing music. And there's a thing as us musicians know is that when we start to play music and we get better and better, there is a point in our life where we come and play music. When we're playing a song, we'll get in that groove. We're going to sit there and everybody else is going to join in. And we're just sitting back and we're playing. And that's what makes the Cajun dance, that groove that these fellows were just in about a minute ago. Some bands have that gift. Some bands work on it all of their lives and never get it. It's a part of a beat, and when you can tell, the real popular bands out there get in the groove, right, Will? There's a groove you get in, and when you get in there, Richard, you stay in that groove, and I'm telling you, everybody's working on that bandstand, and it's simple for everybody. It's simple for the fiddle player to come in and work, the steel guitar player, the singer. So you might not know, but the musicians know what I'm talking about. And having said all of that, we're going to do... It has nothing to do with what I just said, but we're going to play a song called The Fool's Waltz, La Vase Couillon. Okay, we're going to talk about it, and then...
Merci beaucoup.
La Vase Couillon. Fool's Waltz. Michel Cormier and Cajun Sounds. Been all over the world representing our culture and our music. Still doing it, actually. 2 weeks ago, all the way in San Francisco, California. Did a three-day gig over there with the whole band. Actually, Jimmy and Junior back there. They tore them up over there in California. She's always going to California. I think she's talking now to go to England. How neat is that, huh? Been playing music practically all your adult life, and then you get invited to go to England again. To meet Wilson's sister. Sarah's over there. Actually, she's in France, I thought. In France, yeah. And they're gonna make a stop there as well. One of my favorites for sure, and one of my favorites that Russell does. J'étais au bal hier soir. Zach, hold on 1 second, Zach, hold on 1 second, baby. Just stay right where you're at right there. About 4, 5, 6 months ago, Cheryl and I was asked to participate in a compilation CD for the National Park Service. And we were more than honored to actually just being invited. They wanted to show, the National Park Service wanted to show a collaboration between the old musicians and the younger musicians. And someone had asked me if I thought that our culture was dead. And trust me, It's a four-piece from being dead with young musicians like Zach. The reason I asked him to stay, he was dancing with his mom, Amelian, over there, and Zach, and he was at the jam session this afternoon. So when we were asked, Cheryl and I was asking, we want a young musician to come in and to perform with us. Do you have anybody in mind? And we both said, yes, we do. We have Zach Fuselier. Zach is a part of the Fuselier, Dupuis, Huval Cajun Band. If you're familiar with that name, this year they were nominated in five categories for the CFMA. We want to tell him thank you and keep up the good work. He's a student at Lafayette High School, straight-A student since he started school, one of the most wonderful. Et les jeunes musiciens aujourd'hui ne sont pas tout à fait satisfaits juste pour jouer la musique, juste pour chanter ou juste pour jouer l'accordéon. Un petit homme comme ça, il parle bien le langage de français. Il joue l'accordéon, il joue le violon, il joue la guitare, et là, il chante avec tout ça. Et après tout ça, il parle le langage. Chaque fois, il a une chance pour parler français. Il va prendre cette chance pour parler français. I just wanted to acknowledge him. So this, yes. Thank you, Zach. Thank you, baby. We're gonna do actually two songs on that CD. The first one's called It's a Waltz. It's called Mes Câbles et Mes Éperons, My Rope and My Spurs. Thank you, folks. They're going to debut that CD. It's not just Cheryl and I that did that. It's probably about 10 different groups that got together and do some good old traditional and Creole music. If I'm not mistaken, it's going to debut on the 9th of November. So mark your calendar. And it's going to be debuted right here at the Liberty Theater in conjunction with the Jean Lafitte Center right next door. So one of the other songs that we decided to do, of course, being in Eunice, we might as well take advantage of that. We're going to play something called the Eunice Two-Step. Eunice Two-Step, yes, sir.
Thank you. Merci, les danseurs.
You know, on next Saturday, on September the 14th, Chris Miller and Bayou Roots will have the whole show next Saturday. And then, le 21 de septembre, ici, à Gros Eunice, les Playboys de Grand Coteau avec Henry Hempel va être ici pour jouer de la musique. The Grand Coteau Playboys with Henry Hempel. Also, one of my favorites, August Broussard and Friends, his amis, is going to be here. I'm pretty sure that Jake's going to be here too. Jake Ritter is one of his proteges is going to be here. And of course, September the 28th is the big Hank Williams Sr. 90th birthday tribute. That's on the 28th. I was just told a while ago there are a few tickets left. The only way you won't be able to walk in and buy a ticket, you have to have an advance ticket. And the only way to get an advance ticket is for you to go to City Hall or call City Hall and tell them that you want some tickets to the Hank Williams tribute. Imagine that, 90 years old. He's going to be 90 years old on that day. And that's why we're celebrating it on the September the 28th. So, Russell's back to work, I see. So we'd like to do an old Aldous Rogers song. I remember I was watching. No, it's not that. It's not that. Okay, we changed our mind. But I'm gonna say it anyway. I remember. How many of y'all remember KLFY and Aldous Roget on Saturday afternoons? Come on, you remember that? Well, listen. What was the guy's name? Bill Cochran. Is that right? Bill Cochran. Bill Cochran was the MC, and Aldous would play. And I want to tell you, even as a young man, I would sit in front of that TV just to be able to hear Aldous Roget and Man Alimon,
Man Afshar,
Philip Alimon, and all those guys. I remember when he told Bill Cochran, he said, I wrote a song for KLFY TV. And I guess he surprised Bill Cochran. He said, you did, yes. He said, what do you call it? He said, well, I call it the KLFY Voice. What else you want me to call it? So we'd like to feature that. Are we going to do it?
Right now. We can do it.
We're going to do it right now. Okay. La Voz de KLFY.
Dimanche, dites-tu pour t'en aller.
La voix de qui est la voix? I remember when I heard that. I liked it the very first time I heard it. I tell you, I've been listening to it ever since. That had to be Jesus. 50-something years ago, I swear. Actually, we have a special guest here this afternoon with Cheryl.
Thank you.
Jimmy. Oh, not me. And we'd like to invite him to come on out. Mr. Joe Citizen, right here. Better known as Hammer Family and Friends. Zydeco Joe.
Whoa.
I tell you, this guy, that guy can dance, I'm telling you. He can dance. He said, don't say that, but I've seen him in action. Every Sunday afternoon at Vermilionville, he'll dance to Cajun music, Creole music, La La music, Zydeco music. You know, I think he even dances to opera. I think he can, for sure. He's playing the scrub board, and the first song we're going to do is It Makes Me Feel Like Moving. Okay, well, never mind. Cheryl said, Tima Febra, you made me cry. I'm sorry I made you cry, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Oh, you made me cry, Sha.
C'est bon, merci.
Tu m'as fait brailler. I like that. Listen, let me tell you something, folks. You ever try to play one of those things? You think, everybody thinks he has rhythm. You know, you can snap your fingers maybe to the beat and stuff, so you can play a T-flat. Only some people can play that T-flat right. And then when you play one of them scrub boards, let me tell you, you think you can just scratch that thing up and down, but let me tell you, it takes a lot of talent. It don't look like it, but it does. I've seen some people murder that thing. Trust me. We'd like to do another song. Are we ready to do that? That's what makes me, let me see, makes me feel like moving. That's the one you had? That's the one you had on the list? Yeah? C'est ça qui me fait grouiller? Yes, sir. Cajun sound. Jimmy Uzay on bass over there, then Russell Cormier Sr., Russell Cormier Jr. on the drums back there, Wilson Savoir on fiddle, Richard Como on steel guitar, and Mr. Joe Citizen on the scrub boards, and of course, Cheryl. We want to thank Joe for coming over and playing the scrub board. Appreciate you very much. Excuse me. Il a bien dit. See, it's not a scrub board. He said it's a frottoir, and he's right about that, too. Okay, let me see what we got on the list, Cheryl, my baby. Actually, for the month of October, the Verdreen Chapman Family Band will be here for the first part of that show on the 5th of October. And then Mary Jane Broussard and the Sweet Lalas will be here for the second part of that show. October the 12th, Gany Arsumon will present his new CD, The Forgeron, The Blacksmith. I heard some cuts from that CD. You need to be here that day for sure, that Saturday, October the 12th. October the 19th, Jackie Calle, Ivy Dugas, and the Cajun Cousins will be featuring the music here. And October the 26th, another special event, Ira Lejeune Tribute, featuring Bubba Hebert and Keegan Novar. If I'm not mistaken, that's his great-great-grandchildren. I know Ira's great-great-grandchildren. Might even be great-great-great, but I'm not too sure. And that happens on October the 26th. So all the month of October is full of music. And then, of course, we start the holiday season with November and December. Always a whole lot of entertainment right here at the Liberty Theater. When I spoke of Cheryl a while ago, you know, little of you know she's a singer. She's an accordion player. She's also a guitar player. She's also a fiddle player. You have to see her do that at the jam session. Way back when, she wrote a song called La Bouteille, The Bottle, and they would like to do that song for you right now. Something that's treated them very kindly. La Bouteille. la bouteille.
Thank you, dancers. Merci beaucoup.
Oh, pour même. Merci à les danseuses. One of the compliments you can pay a Cajun musician is dancing to his or her music, for sure. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about this jam session at Vermilionville. If you hadn't had an opportunity to come to Vermilionville and enjoy a traditional music jam session, it happens every Saturday at Vermilionville from 1 to 3. It's free to the general public. We always have two professional musicians. Actually, we had five or six today that ended up playing. Ray Thibodeau and his son Travis Benoit was there. Little newcomer Jacob LeBlanc was there, and sure, we have Cheryl comes and Russell comes, give her a hand, and I'm appreciative of those folks every Saturday. Will comes when he's in town sometime. Some of the Pine Leaf Boys come. It's a great event. It's free to the public. It's not like any jam session you ever attended. Any level of play is accepted. You can bring your guitar. You can bring your fiddle. You can bring everything but a bass drum. We don't allow a bass drum, where you can beat on a bass drum. But if you go play that outside, we let you come. But it happens every Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. That's also sponsored by the CFMA. And we would enjoy to see you there whenever you want to come. That happens at 1 o'clock, 1 to 3, every Saturday. Ouvre cette porte. Open that door, shall we?
Open the door, y'all.
Open the door.